So it is time for us to take a look at sports. And you knew it was going to happen. It was just a question of when it was going to happen and how much they were going to offer. Aaron Judge reportedly has gotten a historic offer from the Yankees. It would give Judge the highest AAV, what the hell is that, ever, for a position player. He's going to be rich, there's no doubt about it. He turned down the Yankees' offer of 8 years and $230.5 million before opening day by gambling on himself, and he won big time, leading the American League and setting the record at 62 home runs, leading the majors in plenty other categories, and being in the Triple Crown race until the very end of the season. He's now in big-time free agent money. According to ESPN, the Yankees have offered Judge an 8-year deal in the neighborhood of $300 million. Now, if the number is $300 million on the dot, Judge's annual average would be $37.5 million, the highest for a position player in the history of baseball. New York Mets pitcher Max Scherzer's contract calls for $43.3 million. That's the all-time record. It would also be the fifth free agent contract worth such money and the 10th deal ever to reach that dollar amount. Now, depending on what other teams offer Judge, San Francisco Giants and the Dodgers are seen as the biggest threats. The Yankees could very well increase that already monumental offer, according to ESPN. So, at 30 years old, he would be really set for the rest of his playing life. The Yankees brought back first baseman Anthony Rizzo for a 2-year deal worth $34 million with a third-year club option on a $6 million buyout. Rizzo and Judge have grown close since the former was traded to the Bronx in 2021. So Aaron Judge is going to get what he deserves. And hopefully he will remain with the New York Yankees for his whole career. Reports out of Boston say that Tom Brady could end up in New England in the offseason to wrap up his career. We'll see. We'll see. You never can tell. What else? Well, the World Cup is underway, of course. We'll see how well the United States does. Just making it to the shootout round where, you know, it's only 16 teams make it there. So just making it there after you missed the World Cup the year before, the time before, is big. But we'll see what happens. The Rams, Aaron Donald is going to miss the first game of his career tonight because of an injury. And a New York lawmaker wants the Jets to return to Queens. He wants the team to return to its roots. Well, I'm build a stadium. And we can rename the other stadium, Giant Stadium, like it used to be. All right, taking a look at the NFL. Games that are coming up. We'll have to take a look at this. It's a pretty big weekend with games. Starts off tonight, as a matter of fact, at 8:15. This is probably the best Thursday night game of the year. The Bills against the Patriots. I might even try to stay up for that. The Jets play on Sunday at 1 p.m. against the Vikings. The Giants take on the Commanders at 1 p.m. on Sunday. But tonight's game looks like it's going to be a good game, and it has the potential to be a very fun game to watch because it is a meaningful game. in the NBA yesterday. The Celtics defeated the Heat 134-121. The Nets over the Wizards 113-107. That's what I have from yesterday. We'll switch it over to the National Hockey League. The Rangers got a victory last night. They defeated the Senators 3-1. We'll see who else played last night locally in the National Hockey League. Nobody. Nobody. That's it. Taking a look, I'm trying to think if the NCAA had any big games last night. Well, I know that in the NBA, the Knicks lost to the Bucks 109-103. The Celtics over the Heat, like I said, 134-121, and the Nets beat the Wizards. Let's see if there was anything going on in basketball, NCAA. With the top teams last night. Number 10, Indiana defeated number 18, University of North Carolina, 77-65. Notre Dame down number 20, Michigan State, 70-52. Number 23, Iowa State knocked off North Dakota, 63-44. Number 5, Purdue over Florida State, 79-69. Number 13, Tennessee over Nice State, 76-40. Number 17, Duke over number 25, Ohio State, 81-72. And that, my friends, is a check on sports this morning on The Breakfast Club.